Chapter 7, Radical Forgiveness, Why You Can't Make Mistakes in Relationships. Back to my story. As you may recall, I had been tormented by the anger of unforgiveness for months during my divorce, blaming my husband and myself for mistakes that caused our breakup had made my heart feel ready to explode. I'd needed emergency relief. I found it as soon as I made these shifts in my thinking. Shift 1. You can't make mistakes in a relationship. You only make choices with love lessons attached like a bow. How do you identify a love lesson in each choice? Let's say you'd entered a relationship with someone who withholds affection or criticizes you in the same way one of your childhood caregivers did. Your love lesson in this choice might be, I wanted to win the love from someone as elusive or critical as my parent. Can you think of another love lesson in this example or in your own love story? Jot down your choices and love lessons to complete shift 1. Then make shift 2. Learn the love lessons so you don't have to repeat them in a new relationship. In our example above, you observe your pattern or reason you were attracted to a withholding or critical partner, like a parent or caregiver. To learn your love lessons in your choice, you might say to yourself, I won't bang my head against that wall again. Or, I'm done making that choice. I'm free to choose a new partner who will love me how I deserve to be loved. Remember your love lessons and make daily choices to learn from joy. A joyful choice is shift 3. Give thanks to your greatest teachers for giving you the lessons you needed to learn in each moment to grow into a wiser, more loving you. Why do you give silent thanks for people or circumstances that trigger your pain? Because they show you patterns or habits you need to break, so you find and fulfill your purpose and get all the love and happiness you deserve. This builds the foundation for shift 4. With this new attitude and with gratitude for your love lessons learned, you have no one to blame and nothing to forgive. The burden and blame of unforgiveness vanishes as you make these 4 shifts. Why? It's because you see every challenging person or circumstance in your life as a catalyst for growth and change. Appreciate how they help you see and heal parts of yourself that need healing. Feel thankful that you've empowered yourself to replace old patterns with better choices that create the life and relationships you love. When I'd made these shifts in my own thinking, I'd developed a new attitude that had eased my anger against my former husband and myself. This freed me to create a graceful divorce and remain friendly co-parents to our children, who now are happily launched. This new attitude frees you to start fresh and love again, even better than before. It improves all of your interactions with your former partner and builds even better relationships with family and friends, coworkers and colleagues, and with a new intimate partner someday. I encourage you to make these shifts in your thinking and practice the other forgiveness exercises that you've just discovered. See how good it feels to stop being the victim and start being the creator of your best life. When will you be ready to create a happy new love story? Let's make sure your sad old love stories aren't a barrier to new love next.